Amen, amen. Say, I have God in my mind continually. Say, I've got God in my mind continually. Yes, Luke chapter 16. Well, you can sit down, keyboard, keep playing. Luke 16, I keep standing. Luke 16. Luke 16, verse 13. That is awesome. God is mindful of me. And based on that, that must always come before we being mindful of Him. We are only men that will respond to His love. It tickles us for us to respond. Luke 16, 13. And show your neighbor has a Bible that you can read. You can see the audacious statement Isaiah was making during the confession. If you have not learned God's word, you will see that that is abnormal. That is witchcraft. That is manipulation. It's just because you have not learned God's word. Luke 16, 13. Want to go, guys? Let's read. Yes. Two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God. Well, this is not an old-fashioned scripture. Ensure it is evergreen to you. Ensure it's evergreen. Luke 9. Ensure it's evergreen to you. 57. Read together. One to go. Yes, sirs. And it came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Yes, next verse. And he said to another, follow me. But he said, suffer me first to go bury my father. And he said, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Next verse. And another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home. Well, and Jesus said unto me, guy, no man, have lays down the plow, looking back his feet for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. So now you know that verse is not talking about salvation. It's talking about ministry upon salvation. Say, no man have lays down the plow. This guy is trying to let me say, what's this utterance here? This is a correction to Elisha. You know, because when the call came to Elisha, he said, guy, let me go and tell them bye-bye. And I said, oh, God, he said, and Jesus said, oh, awesome, no problem. No problem, can go. But Jesus is saying, guy, in the New Testament ministry, you are saved well to love more. Amen, amen. So that means there is a bit more, there's much more required of us in the New Testament ministry. Not just like we don't pick it as an additive to our life. We pick it as the core of our life, and everything else we follow through, everything else we support this, never competes with this. Amen, amen. Praise God. Are you with me? Come on. Okay, let's do this so that we can have a nice time. So, thank you, keep this. So, what we seek in the name of God is very important. What we seek, whatsoever we seek in the name of God is very important, okay? I'm a bit faster right now. Whatsoever we seek in the name of God is very important. Ushers, if I catch you today, Whatsoever we seek in the name of God is very important. Very important. Is very important. Like in when we did What Is Man series, man, we were so I was not too explicit on the miraculous versus God's will, but we do a bit of that right now. So, of course, God provides abundantly, right? Referring to material things, yeah, awesome. Referring to material things, no problem. But, you know, unless you are a deliberate hypocrite, you know that cannot be the loud volume of your ministry. Unless you are a deliberate hypocrite, you know that cannot be the loud volume of your ministry. It cannot be that, yes, I am forming a ministry based on God provides material things. God provides money. God gives people good jobs. God gives the barren fruit of the womb. God, that cannot be the loudest volume of your ministry unless you are a deliberate hypocrite. That cannot be what you are all known about. That cannot be what you, that cannot be the selling point. That cannot be what you will fight the world over. Are you getting me, brethren? Okay, if I easily quoted some scripture, which I didn't even know, it's like inspired my notes. Very awesome. You know, I have awesome people. So, check Hebrews 11, for instance. You will see that the people, we get to this one during the week, we see, that we, like I said, that will not be busy on Friday. We only have just Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Wednesday, and then Thursday, 7, 6, 7. So, check Hebrews 11. You will see that nobody was caught, was given any kudos for riches. No. And the people who are called rich in the Old Testament were not celebrated for their wealth. Write it down that way. If you check Hebrews 11, you will discover that the people who are called rich in the Old Testament, they are not celebrated for their wealth in the New Testament. They are not. They are not celebrated for money. They are not. But for faith, around the elements, faith, patience, persecution, commitment. Faith, patience, persecution, commitment. So those, yes, I sowed a seed, I sowed a seed of 1,000 naira, I got 10,000, I got 100,000, now I pray to God, I did this, and I got a 100 million contract. That is not the talk in Christianity. Guess what? People in mosques, they have the same testimony. You don't know? You think you're the only one that usually gets miracle alert or whatever you call it. You don't know? In mosques. Of course, that may sound somehow, but you get to that when we go back to the long series. John 6:25. Please help me be fast. Let's see if we can close in time. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? Let me give you the background of this. This is after Jesus just multiplied what? Fish and bread for them, right? Yeah, just multiplied fish and bread for them. They ate. They were awesome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus went somewhere else and they followed him. But see what he said. Okay, verse 26. Please, if you are there, please read with me. Want to go? Yes. Jesus answered him and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you study miracles, okay? But because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. When last did I explain this verse? Remember? When last did I explain this verse? Very of recent. You know, in our Jesus? Huh? So I said, what is the issue here? Okay, do you know the miracles is actually the multiplication of the loaves, right? He now said, you are seeking me not because of the miracle, but because of the loaf. So what does that tell us? Come on, you are in this. I know you know it. I know you are just afraid to talk. Please speak out. Yes? Yes? Huh? Yeah? They understand God. So what is the love to the miracle? Sit down, you tried? Yes? What is the love to the miracle? Sorry, feel free, speak out. Stephen? Kacha, no. Somebody said this here. No, that's not what I heard. And the end. Who said this? You have a demon. Relax now. You feel free. So the miracle, the love is the end point of the miracle. That means awesome. That tells us a lot. That means when we start studying what is the miracle, working of miracle is beyond the result, right? That thing that is called working of miracle starts from the process. Starts from who we trust to get this done to. It's also encompass, don't forget, our son, every good giving, right? Every what? Perfect bestowment. That means the process must be good. The end result must also be what? Good. So that means, in fact, that process talks more of the will of God. Thank you for getting that. So he's saying, you don't seek me because of a miracle, but because of the particular thing the miracle did to you. You ate and you are filled. So you are looking for food, not looking for me. Are you with me, brethren? So, and see the instructive word that Jesus said in 27. If you can explain this verse in a lot of churches, they will shut down. They will shut down. Read 27. 1, 2, go. If you are there, yes. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth
unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God Father sealed. Hold on. Did Jesus go to, is he just speaking to people who are working in his company? Hello, if he has a company, is he talking to an employer of laborers that say, okay, as MD, don't worry, tell your staffs not to be laboring for, that's what is happening here? No, but Jesus is not just like any other man. He's not your ordinary type of man. He's saying, when you are coming to me, ensure your labor is not in things that perish. Write that down. When I come to Jesus, my labor must not in things that perish. My labor must not be in things that are perishable. My labor must not be in things that are transient. Union limit of transient? Huh? Short lived, right? My labor must not be in those things. That's a lot. And that is the high point of many prayer. Many prayer. Say, when you come to me, he's not saying when you go to work. No. When you come to church, when you come to Jesus, your labor, okay? The one you labor on should not be after things that perish. See, same John 6, 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Let me read 48, you read 49. I am that bread of life. 49, want to go? Yeah. Eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Yes? This is the bread which come down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Psalm 108, 103. See something about Moses.
He lives in me forever. I'm the dwelling place of the Father. Checkmate. Me forever. Me dwelling of the Father. Aye, aye, aye. In the life, now death, not the way your sin could drop away. We can discard.
No, that's not the thing. You just want to be like this. Awesome. We just want to form. How do you feel when you hear this? Like, I am totally made. Yeah! I am fully. Can you give me, which product do you know that is totally made? This is totally made. Fully. Nothing on that. Fully made means no need for part two. No expiry date. No expiry date. No expiry date. No upgrade. That's too much. If you hear that, you just say, totally made. At times, in your room, you just be like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 103, verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Now, that ways, Hebrew word, Derek, D-E-R-E-K. Please write that down, I beg you. That's the Hebrew word, D-E-R-E-K. He made known his ways, his derech, unto Moses. Okay? That word means like a custom. His ways. His custom. His course of life. His journey. His manner. His journey, his manner, his course of life, his mode of action, his conversation. He made that known to Moses. Of course, Moses sourced that one. That is how you now interpret and from God's action. If he says he made his ways known to Moses, that means Moses source the ways of God. But when we are recording it, we will record that Moses' action as God's grace. Romans 5. You shall follow this series. Did I say Romans 5? You know where I'm going. That's 17. The free gift of righteousness. That means the ability to obey, right? I deem it as a what? Gift of grace. That should be under plenty series, actually. Over three over there. When you get there, you will understand what I'm saying. Now, so he made that known to Moses. So what I'm just saying is that don't see it like it is God that was selective, that was saying, okay, Moses, know this. Children of Israel, know this. No, it's what you seek that you want, that you get. So now the other one, this axe. That Hebrew is like Aliyah, something like that. But it means his performance. That axe in the Hebrew means his performance, his invention. His invention is performance. Who has watched all these people that does magic before? Anybody? Feel free, say the truth. In movie, no, in reality, stage magics. YouTube, no, not YouTube. Don't go, not YouTube. And the truth of that thing is just like is the more you look, what happens? The less you see. That means most of the time, as long as you are focusing on that stage, you will never get what is happening. You will never get it. For you to know what is happening, you must look around. Look at where attention should not be. That is actually what happens in magic show. Now, but this is where I'm going. Do you know how long it takes to stage those shows? A show or a trick that you just want to show for maybe say 10 minutes. They might have been preparing for weeks. Or let me come to the one that you could really relate with. You will hear that they want to release a movie now 2021, maybe next Avengers or something. And from now, they already was acting it. So it's ways and it's acts. Which one will be more laborious? Which one will be more laborious or laborious? Which one? Which one? Yes. But which one will be more juicy? How many of you actually enjoy behind the scene? If you see some behind the scene, how they just put, when you think maybe Thor is flying across a planet, you just put a green background behind them and they just use cinematography to just do everything. And then you watch down, what will you do? What is all this? But which one will be more, so I'm saying which one is more fun? Ways or acts? But which one is more laborious? Pay attention to that. Job 24. So it means Moses seek to know God. Or it was Moses that sought to know God that eventually got them the bread. That act, it was actually, at the end of the day, performed by somebody that sought to know what is ways. I'm not saying deep things now. Don't you get me? It's not deep now. It's not deep at all. So that act was actually was done by somebody that sought to know the ways. Yeah, that's the funny part. See Job 24, verse 13. I'm fast. They are those. So funny, they got the bread though, which we can call God's blessing. Yeah, they died. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, not abide in the paths thereof. Of course, the book of Job is a careful study, which contains both truth and lies, so you must study carefully. Again, let me read 24 and 13. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. If you don't get what I just said, check Suffering Demonic Activity, chapter 1, and explain Job's calamity. So, he said they don't abide in the paths. Just same thing like Romans 1:28. They don't continue on the knowledge. They didn't continue in the knowledge of God. Psalm 78. Until this, because this is a chapter that always brings me down to my knees. So, okay. That we must be careful. To come to God with things as your priority is irreverence. It will destroy you. So come to God because just like Pastor Joshua told me, that, he said there's a lady that came to our church there. I was serving, but she doesn't know hiddenly. What she was actually looking for is a husband, somebody to marry in church. And you know, even when you are looking for somebody to marry in Kaduna Church, hope you know you are in it for a long. the way we do things here is difficult to voice. You can't fake it. You will drop somewhere. You understand? You will drop. You can't fake it. Because you want to come and marry Israel, you know, you are forming. You form, tire. You get there, you will drop. You just say, okay, Israel, I don't want it again. Selah. Psalm 78, 16. Let's read together slowly from 16. Follow the story. Once ago, he brought streams also out of the rock and caused water to run down like rivers, and they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yet they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, and the water gushed out, and the stream overflowed, and can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was wroth as a fire was kindled against Jacob, and his anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Although he commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and are given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. Can you see where the bread came from now? Men did eat what? Angels' food. He sent them meat to the food. He caused an east wind. Oh God. Don't forget that 25. I'm coming back there. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust. Hold on. C27, C25. He said he rained flesh upon them as dust. Normally, the E there in 27, who is the E? God, right? Hello? God, right? But technically, comparing with 25, who is the E? Okay? Verse 28, he lets it fall in the midst of their camp, round their habitation. So they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their own words. What did he give them? Their own? They were not estranged from their loss. But why their meat, which was provided by God, right, was yet in their mouth? What happened? The wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down choosing men of Israel. 32. Want to go? For all these they sinned still and believed not. Put your hand there. Quickly read verse 1. Psalm 78 now. Same Psalm 78, verse 1. Want to go? Let's read, yes? Yes? Keep reading. Yes? The generation to come might know, even children, that they might what? Set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his, and might not be as their a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not set. So that means, wow, he's saying, I'm writing this for the sake of us. Guess what? Other nations actually saw children of Israel as devoted, right? They are devoted. But their devotion is to get God to provide their own desire. That's the sad part. Their devotion was what? Get God to provide them their own desire, not God's desire. Back to John 6. Back to John 6. Now, from what we established from part one of this series is that God has a desire. God has a will. Man was also created for that God's will. And we have said that to just try to plot your own part, even naturally, is just stupidity. You are just wish to be nonchalant, to be unserious. So, John 6:28. Then they said, okay, let me wait for you. I'm writing. Okay, we are still within time. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? 29, yes. Jesus answered and said unto them, yes, that you would believe on him whom he has. 30, they said therefore unto him, what that we may see and believe thee. What? 31, let's read, yes. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it's written. He gave them bread from what? Bread from where?
Heaven.
From where, right? Heaven. That is where they miss it. He gave them bread from heaven. Say, ah! What? No, sorry. I think Jesus said, ah. 32, want to go? Then Jesus said unto them, oh, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from where? Hold on. That means, although, God, from Psalm 78, who made the bread possible? In fact, the same book, did he accord it to God's glory? Yes. Say he gave them bread from heaven. Right? Abi, didn't you see it there? Yeah, he said, that's 20, actually 27. He gave them. Although angels, say angels did, say they ate food of angels, right? 27 now said, he gave them. He did not, and God was a subject matter of the whole chapter. So, but now, this one is now, he just was not saying, Moses now, which is, of course, remember Galatians said, ordained by Moses, Abi? Ordained by, the law was ordained by who? Angels in the hand of a mediator, which is Moses, right? Uh-huh. So, it's not saying, they say Moses gave you not that bread from where? Heaven. That means not every angelic exploit is God's will. That's the truth. Is that not? Didn't we read it together? Not every angelic exploit. I went to that church, they lay hands on something on handkerchief, it turned to money. Anyway, when you get the money, bring it. Anyway, we bless it. Amen. That's a lie. Are we used to slap you? That's me. Everyone will not fall. Everyone will not fall. So, say Moses gave you not that bread. So he was saying, although Moses gave you the bread, though, but it didn't come from heaven. But what? My father now gives you the true bread. True. Say true. From heaven. And what is the bread? 31, want to go? 33, want to go? For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Amen, amen. So, good things of life are not from heaven. Again, there are things on earth. Oh God. Please, I didn't say bad things, though. Even the good things of life, good things, okay? They are not from heaven. I will explain now. Just follow me. Relax now. There are things on earth, then there are things from above, from heaven. The things of the earth, they are not bad. But they must not be the primarily pursuit of man. The things of the earth are not bad, but they must not be the primary pursuit of man. The things of the earth are what God made available so that man can grow up to seek God's will. The things of the earth are what God made available so that you can grow up to seek God's will. So that you can grow up to seek God's will. Don't miss any of those things. Check your neighbor if you miss anyone, please. Don't miss any of those things. Because those statements can be very confusing if you don't get that order. Please, I beg you. Let someone label me as a false preacher tomorrow. It's see, that is why, remember, that should be Romans 2, right? Romans 2, that should be verse 4. Tell all due, okay, of course, we don't quote, we have to open. Ensure everybody is opening Bible. People came to church to open Bible. Open Bible, Romans 2, verse 4, open your Bible. I'm a pastor, I'm not an entertainer. Don't entertain yourself. Don't you know the road to church, right? It's church, to learn of God. James John said, you just finished preaching and everybody left. The preacher must not be afraid of days like that. Or else you don't serve Jesus. So open your Bible. When you tell you to open your Bible, you are not too big. I'm standing here, you are sitting, you open. So Romans 2 verse 4. Want to go? Yes, what's there? All despised thou is what? Is riches, forbearance, and what? Long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God does what? Leadeth thee to repentance. So that means the good things, you are blessed with a good family, awesome. You are blessed with a good job, awesome. You are blessed with what else? Good everything, awesome. It is to lead you into God's will. It is to lead you into God's will. Good health to lead you into God's will. You are healed to lead you into God's will. You are fruitful to lead you into God's will. So that your children too can follow, take after ministry. So, from what I have said right now, is God against man having good things of life? Awesome. But what must be the primary purchase of man? Again, don't forget, in Exodus, people need bread. We want bread. At the end of the day, who made the bread possible? Is it the people that want bread or the people that want God? You get that? Is it the man that wants God or the people that want bread? So the one that wants God, it was actually the one that made the bread available, but he now prepared them for it. John 3. I don't know how he said new. I will quote this place. Very awesome. John 3 from verse 1. So the good things of life, there are things made available so that man can grow up to see God's will. Now, I want you to write this down on a separate line. Just on a line on his own. Clearly, boldly written, italicized. Front 16. The vibes around answered prayers. The vibes around answered prayers is why a lot of people will not know God. Answer prayers in context anyway. The vibes around answer prayers. Testimony time. Praise God. God has done it. What has God done? By the time she shared what God has done, the mind of half of the congregation is 10 feet away from God, not closer. Don't worry. Me, I will get my own too. Don't worry. God did it for you. Don't worry. God, me and you. So I said the vibes around what answer prayer is why a lot of people will not know God. That's the truth. I didn't know, it's not even for me that first told me that. I learned that years ago. Sometimes your testimony can be the reason why your spiritual life will crumble. See? That was the time when I was still doing die by fire to up and down. By the time you have done, by the time you say, but I prayed, and that village woman, he died. You have such testimony in your portfolio. You have a handy load. Also justifiable. Very true evidence. Just saying, don't worry, you don't have to know God. True, correct. See, I prayed that somebody, you were 30 of God's word. But I prayed that this one should die. He died. Say yes, and he died. Yes. So what? Nothing. Thank you. You can go. Very sad. Very sad. Testimony. Testimony time. That's why a lot of people. You don't know. John 3.
Verse 1. Is that really caught this one very well? There was a man of the Pharisees named Nico, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, just like, you know, if divine heal you, holy moly, you will fall for it. Amen. You will just go. You just say, forget ministry. I think he was a disciple of that guy that just carried people in the east before. No, that guy carried people, threw them on the chair. Hallelujah. It's your pastor. He said, pastor is a weightlifter. Amen. So he said, he said, good teacher. He said, Rabbi, we know that was a teacher, come from God. You know, very phonetic language. God, not God, God, yeah. And for no man I can do the ministry, which thou doest, except that God be with him. Yeah. I want you to do it. Ah, yeah, do it. And what did Jesus do?
He turned him for him.
But still, he wants to go. Jesus answered, verily, verily, hallelujah, I say unto you, except the man be what? Born again. Wow. And guess what? He didn't even start from enter. He started from you cannot see. Right? What's the meaning of see again? The divine assembly? See the kingdom of God means what? Revelation. Enter the kingdom of God. Salvation. And Baron, I remove this book. Is it the example? Is it too much on the head in there? What's happening? Is it too much? Okay, is it too much? She said no. So everybody says no. She has spoken. Everybody has spoken. Amen, amen. So, yeah, follow me. We are getting somewhere. So to see the kingdom of God, we imply revelation, okay? Revelation. Of course, knowledge of Christ, that's also what saves us. So Jesus was saying, guy, this knowledge is superior to miracles. That was the implication. Is superior. 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 This knowledge is superior to miracles. Superior. Don't allow the task for the miracles to contend with the knowledge of God's word in your mind. Please, don't allow it to contend with it. Let the miracles lead you to be better in God's will. Do it to bring men closer to God, not further. Acts 17. Acts 17. Well done, everybody. Acts 17. Jesus answered. Acts 17. Never. Never. It's Paul answered or Peter answered. Okay, Acts 17, verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he's the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelling not in temples, that is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything. See, he giveth to all what? Come on, verse 25. He giveth to all what? Giveth to all what? Life and breath and all things. See all things. Why did he give them life, breath? And please, don't forget verse 26 to 25. And had made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the earth, on the face of the earth, and determined the times and before appointed and the bonds of the habitation. Again, read 25 and just please skip 26, just read 27. Read 25, then go to 27. Want to go? Yes. And that is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything. See, he gave to all life and breath and all things that they should seek the Lord. That they should what? Seek the Lord. It's the same thing. That you should seek the Lord. If after they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from. How many one of us? Every one of us. For in him we was, we live, we move, and we have our being. Certain of your poet also say we have of his offspring. See, all men can see God. Say God ought to be the primary and highest pursuit of man. So that's why we say in this video that you cannot have the same art and labor for both God and mammon. You cannot have the same as, of course, this is what is man, part series 2, part 2. You cannot have the same art, and labor for both God and mammon. You must seek to be all out for one. And not all out. See that word, all out for the other. That is how it works. See, it is clear. Some people right now, you are in church. Some people are actually at work right now. Yeah, some people are at work right now. And not a type of work that they'll be free later. Some people are daily, they work. Go to Lagos, you see plenty of employment. Sunday is not an option. It's every day. It's every day until you die. I share a video with you guys one day. A guy that love you walk and he just faint, collapse. And then you see your boss will just fabricate a story. Then we give him leave. He didn't take it. They just deny you because you are gone. Very sad. So if you are spending, this is the truth. If you are, like, okay, when is it now? Okay, so all of us now, we are here from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I don't know, Friday, Sunday, we are here again, every evening. All those evening, if you are actually spending this frying plantain, you will sell more. He's a graduate too. Don't mind us. Okay. It's not a local one. Who must I help? Awesome. It's my friend. Say God ought to be the highest and primary pursuit of man. Yeah. So I think there are things that we have to do less for the excellency of Christ, because you have just one life. Sometimes you think you can share yourself between two. That don't worry, I will do it. I will divide. I will give God all. I will give this one to all. You know, it doesn't work. For instance, now there are some things like in our days that we cannot really do much about. For instance, now we all must go to school, and school would not really give you so much time for. Although school actually gave time. Hallelujah. Most of us were actually caught fire in school. I signed my pharmacy from campus. Let me see you. I started my pharmacy from campus. Let me see you on campus. Awesome. At least almost one third of the house. So you can actually catch pharmacy from school, actually. So to say holistically that once you are in school, you must not have time for God, it's not too correct. Okay? It's not too correct. Of course, also depending on which school and which course and different things. If you have some course that they want to kill you for everything. But so now, now you know that that is the time of your life, 4 years, half plus 4 years, that is a wave, that is not, that you cannot max on. No max rate. Cannot go max for God. The next year, they call it service year, right? So where do people now choose, want to go? Are we aware? Lagos Island, very specific. Where you need to run away from? Lagos Island or Port Harcourt. Beside NNPC. It will be so specific. You have spent 4 years in school. Very legitimate. See what I'm saying? That's why it's all about sincerity. You cannot do much about that. The one you can do much about, now do much about, 1 year of NYC, that is a year of joblessness for many, depending on what you are doing anyway. For us, we teach, so we go there once or twice in a week. But that's the year. But that's the year I got everything here. I got everything. Everything. I'm not joking. Everything. From there, I was only developing on what I got in service here. Then I remember I had a job, two employments, two, one wire and cable company that said, I'll come. Now you have finished. I'll come. It's okay. I'm coming. And I love those things very well. Yeah, something I cannot do without my soda iron. You know soda iron? You tried though. So I remember when I was going to Zamfara State, I see packets in my bag. I pack it, pack some electronic tools, everything. I pack it. I didn't touch it a day for 1 year. A day for 1 year. Then God's will bounce upon me. Say sincerity matters a lot. Say my life is for God. I must plan my way to make it count. Write that down. Because there is no, what some people is looking for is that some people come to you, Pastor, what should I do? Should I resign? How can I tell you that? Will you come to my house? Will I adopt you? Pastor, what should I do?
my husband does not like church. What should I do? Yes. And so what? Amen. What should I do? So that's why I say sincerity plays a lot. That is the same way. Ah, God, this is a very bad example. Well, I still have to use it. Anyway, just the same way if your dad says, I must not see you behind, I must say to you, no, if you let daddy tell you, I must see you behind my daughter's house. If I see you, and you like you, what will you do? When will your dad not be at all? A window. Go. I'm here.
You can do that for that. But for God, we just say, there's no way. There's no way. Praise God. Say sincerity matters a lot. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So there's no rule, okay? There's no rule anywhere that this is all the man of God is expecting is that one day you start doing better in ministry. One day, so we are doing ministry expecting that you get better. So you are the one that will now pick God for. Look at your life endeavors. Okay, how can I chamfer this? What can I chamfer off? What can I work on? What can I improve on? How can I make myself more self-reliance and not a boss dependent? A boss that can just wake up in the middle of the night and say, where are you, dude? Mombasa. That's what happened to him before. Amen. Just drunk. Big God, yes, we are traveling for 2 months. Sir, can I tell you my money? We are going tomorrow morning. God call. You are gone
to Malaysia. Amen. But you now attend church for 2 months. You now come. You have to first remove all the demons in your head. You start afresh. Membership training again. You know, it's bad. It's bad. 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
So, please. This is why we are opening 1 Corinthians 4. Say for the excellency of Christ. We can pipe low on other things so that we can be relevant for God.
Now, please, if anyone now asks you, okay, now that you are doing less in the world, are you now excelling in Christ? Tell him or her that you are an agent of Satan.
Tell him your pastor said this question will come. And he told me the predestinated answer. You are an agent because guess what? Who raised us in ministry? In ministry, what do we look out for? Result or obedience? Obedience. That means perhaps if you have done some magical things and you are now gathering like 2,000 congregation, he will not say you are not excelling, right? But because you are still struggling with two disciples and their head is, where is Kevin now? I can't see him again. Find him for him now. I don't know where he is. Why would I not keep mentioring him? And you are still struggling with two disciples. So we say, are you not excelling in Christ? Can't you? So you that you have a church in Maitama Central. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And your church, some of you are out right now, I don't care. Amen. You must learn God's word. That's what I mean. And also, in the meantime, it's even fine. Some of you never come to church. If you come to Lagos Island, they are very religious, actually. Very religious. They come to church, you bring their money. So, yeah, this is a side. Ring River, you can park here. Amen. If you bring Bentleys, that side. Ferrari, you can park at the very front of the church. Just ensure your car, you can park very close to the road. But if you bring anything close to a Toyota, please, at the next street, there should be a mechanic workshop somewhere that is free. Park there and walk to church. Amen. So if you have been doing ministry in a place like that, you won't say you're not excelling. Don't allow anybody to use that to bug you. So 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5, that's what this one is saying. Therefore, judge nothing before the time comes. That means you cannot judge result. That's what I'm saying. Judge nothing until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the what?
hidden things of darkness. I will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then every man shall have praise of God. So all we can celebrate now is obedience. Amen? Amen? Say, what we celebrate now is obedience. It's obedience. Yeah, it's not results. It's not results. It's not results. It's not results. That is not what we celebrate. Just keep doing. What we can judge you for right now is when you are not doing what you ought to be doing. As long as you are praying, you are reaching out, you are following the process, that is all we are focused on. Now, the next thing we do is just to expect me to get better. And we keep it. I'll keep it up. We keep it up. Keep it up. So Galatians 5. Just give me less than 30 minutes more. Galatians 5:22. But the fruits of the Spirit. Is love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and what? Faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is, amen, amen. Temperance, gentleness, goodness, love, peace. All these things, they imply self-control. Self-control. If you are led up, if you are led by the Spirit, you will have self-control in your pursuit. You will not go out for everything. You will not always go for the best, the most juicy. No. At times, you may need to hold back. Yeah. At times, you may need to hold back. Wealth does not define man. Wealth does not define man. It doesn't. Galatians 5, again, saying from 24 now, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust. And if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us, 26, if you are there, help me, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Vainglorious. Let us not be vainglorious. Let us not become vainglorious. So a believer is not controlled by earthly desires. He should not be controlled by earthly desires. That is not what controls you. Say God's word calls the shots. 1 John 2:12. 1 John 2:12. I write unto you, please look at it, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Verse 15 and 16, want to go? Yes, sir. Love not the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth for how long? Forever. Now, please, who can tell me, what is the will of God in that context? What is the will of God in that context? It's easy. Go back to verse 12. I've written unto you, little children. Why? Because your what? Sins are forgiven. So, forgiveness is number one. See 13. Written unto you, fathers, because you have what? You have known him. Knowledge, right? I've written unto you, young men, because you have what? Overcome the wicked one. Little children, because you have known him again. What's that again? Knowledge, right? Verse 14. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have what again? Known him. Are you with me? And from the beginning, I have written unto you again, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides where? In you, and you have overcome the wicked ones. Overcome there is salvation. So what is the will of God? We can say salvation and the knowledge of God. Simple. Salvation on the will of God. So when he says in verse 17 that the word passeth away and the loss thereof, but whosoever doeth the will of God abides forever. What is that will of God? Salvation and to get better in the knowledge of God. To get better in the knowledge of God. As I was just listening to choir preaching yesterday, two days ago, I was feeling very proud. I was feeling nice. We should get better. you should get your delivery must be better. That is it. That's why we are here.
So that we come to pulpit, yes, let's pray. God give us the grace. We are trying, but you know, yes. Praise God, though. Praise God now. Okay. John 3:16. For the world so loved God. No, God so, somebody there. God so, well, one of them loved the other, shall. And somebody, imagine a choir almost making mistake on John 3:16. For God, for God just loved something. We don't know what he loves again. It's clear. Sad. Bah. Jokes. Luke 12:13. This is actually the scripture what we have started with. Luke 12:13. You should know it very well. I am under the mandate of God to tell you, to teach you, to tell you. I don't have a choice. I try to dodge it. I actually want to start Aliens 201. Aliens, I don't know. We should start today. But then, go back there. It's like Tola has seen somebody in the UK. I want to carry her away. Go and teach her before she escapes. You know, something like that. Yeah. Amen. 12:13. Slowly, want to go, yes. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother. That divide, Pastor, I cannot sleep on that phone. Ah, Father, divide this inheritance for me. Yeah. Inheritance. He's not saying, he didn't steal it, oh. Love thing, right? Saying my father's property. South and Southwest, we are so, that thing has spoiled us. Like, it's my father's land, my father. Who's your father? He's in that box. Which one is it? My father's land. Say it's only one room. I said, no, that one, I will share it. How do we share the room? I don't want, we use to rent. We'll be sharing the money. Okay? They will divide up to toilets. They will divide. I'm not joking. They will divide toilets. Say, this is your toilet. This is my toilet. Your father's 1980s, 1970s. Divide. Actually, it's not bad. But see the answer of Jesus. Okay? And he said unto him, man, who has made me a what? A judge or a divider? Who knows the series that we did? We mastered on this, that scripture. Yes? Precious portfolio. So when a man comes to you, say, when you become a pastor, speak to this babe that he marries me. God. Can you? Holy moly, yeah. So can you just follow me to my, come on, tell me to tell my dad that I ought to be driving his car by now. Tell him that I'm mature enough. Or just prophesy that it will be mine. No, imagine Jesus. That's God in flesh. What was his response? 14. Slowly want to go. He said to him, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? That's sad. That's why, you know, a lot of things. You can't come bring it to me. Yeah, I don't do counseling. Nothing. Take the word and go and sort out your life. Take the word, go and sort it out. No, you must take my emotional. I am that who has made your pastor your emotional word. The pastor, I don't know. It's like every man is dubious. Like, let me come and tell you. There's one I just met this week. Who has made me your relationship what? Coach. Pastor Joy is that one. Go to her. She's experienced. If you go to Pastor Ezekiel, what will he say? Man, you have to pray. Say, right now, I can see something. You have to pray. You have to pray. But if you can go to Sister Peace, she will tell you that, I see some ancestral issues around this.
But if you go to Brow Jute, you say, don't worry, God sent you to me for a reason. I will marry you. Come on, let's be fast. So, is that not better? So, when you have an emotional need, go to a single brother that you like. Seller. Oh, God. An emotional, a brother that is actually spiritual. Just say, sir, I've been having ass breaks. What do you think I can should say? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Come hug me.
It's one from one to another.
If you try that, you are a Amatena Maranatha. I've absconded you for. Okay, so now the main thing, verse 15. Please help me. Let's read one. So, sorry, what we are saying since is that some things are not the preacher's duty, okay? It's not your preacher's duty. What we do is we give you God's word, you go and do, you sort out your life honestly. Most times, me, I don't try to know every details about everybody, unless if it's affecting ministry, that is the way when it now calls for questioning. Are you getting me? Are you getting this, us? Of course, we are taught of God to live honestly, to live decently, but to now say, Pastor, I'm having issue, and should I marry Ibo? If you know, marry in situ, that's not my question. So, the real one now, verse 15 now, and he said unto them, yes, sirs, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. I didn't write it there. That is it. See, Luke 12, nothing from verse 16 now. Now said, sorry, same continuation, 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth out plentifully. So, did he steal? Normal thing, right? And which is actually God's blessing. From Matthew 5, that's God's blessing. Okay, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my food. Now, see, that means after you have increased in goods, this is what happened. The lady went to school, she had first class degree. Awesome. Oh, I have achieved this. He's not saying, what will be the next step after this? Oh, I have no place again to bestow my goods. I am already at the peak of this. I have gone to this. Well, and he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns. Wow. I will build a greater. And there I will bestow all my fruits, all my goods, and I will say to my soul, so thou hast much good laid up for many years to come. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be what? And be merry.
Verse 20. But God said to him, Fool, or Daniel, this night, he didn't say I will kill you. See that word, thy soul shall be required of thee. He didn't say today I will kill you. No. Say this night. A night there can be it's not necessarily a day. And don't forget, it's a parable, okay? Say, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And who shall be what thou hast what? Prepared. It's really missing my notes here. Which thou hast prepared. 21, yes. So is he that layeth up. Say, layeth up. That's the word. That's the keyword there. Treasure for himself and is not what? Rich towards God. So, but go back to verse 20. He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. That means, write this down. And whose shall those things be which you are prepared? Write this down. Mortality is a big slap on living for earthly possession. Mortality is a big slap. After you have gotten all the 3 BSc, 4 masters, everything, you just die. Now die, what? Okay, and I say, okay, what? That's what he's saying. He say, okay, now you are dead, what? When you are dead, now what? Okay, you have this plenty
amount of houses, amount of cars, amount of buildings, amount of companies. Okay, then what? Then what? Now say, so is a man that let up treasure for who? Himself, and is not rich towards God. So the issue is not because he got the money, but his mind is full of it. That means you finish making the money, no thought of God. That's the point. You don't have God in your knowledge. Say, the next thing is, let's go to the next level. After that, I paid me my first 1 million, we must make the first 1 billion. You always get to a place, you will pick now. Yeah, happy. Don't you know? There's a peak now. You will get there and you'll be okay. You'll be fine. Last. So, see this message today as a caution. We continue on Wednesday. You don't jump at every juicy opportunity. No. You must train yourself not to be controlled by riches. Train yourself. You don't jump at every juicy opportunity. You also train yourself not to be controlled by riches. It's not every time someone says, let's party, that you should be available. No. It's not every better paid job that you go for. No. Wealth does not define Christianity. It does not. Sorry for the churches that have made you see like the richer you are, the closer you are to God. That's bad. Bad Bible, bad Christology, bad theology, bad eschatology, bad pneumatology, bad soteriology, bad, which one again? Which one you remain? Bad exilogy, anyone? Bad odontology, bad, what again? Come on. Biology. Yeah. You still remain actually, if I can remember. Yes, I mentioned that. Bad. That's bad. For instance, see Ephesians 1. Come you say, but the blessings in Christ, they are spiritual. But you must now convert it to the physical. Say, although in Christ we have spiritual blessings, but there's a way you can what? You convert it. Talk converter. The blessings in Christ, they are not called spiritual because they are invisible. They are called spiritual because you receive them when you receive the Spirit. It's not because they are invisible. It's not because they are intangible. It's because these are things you receive upon receiving the Holy Ghost. These are the things you receive upon receiving the Holy Ghost. And the blessings are well written. See Ephesians 1 from verse 3. They are clearly written. Be convenient with this. Be convenient. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Are you there? Those are things that used to bore me sometimes. They could say, don't worry. All these blessings, they are not just, although they are spiritual, you must now download it. Call it forth. You turn it. Metamorphose it. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Want to go? Yes, sir. God of louder, please. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places? Next verse. What is the blessing there? Verse 5, having predestinated us, right, unto the adoption of children, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, he has accepted us, right? Verse 7, in whom we have what? Redemption. What is that? Forgiveness of sin. Verse 8, abundant towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Amen. Verse 9, made known to us is what? The mystery of his will. Verse 10, that he might gather together all one in Christ. Verse 11, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first rose in Christ. 13, you trusted, you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. After you have believed, what happened? You receive who? The Holy Ghost of promise. So how do you turn forgiveness of sin to money? How do you turn adoption to car? They are spiritual because these are things you receive upon salvation. When you receive the Spirit of God. In Revelation 3. So, the blessings in Christ are spiritual. And this is what defines the man in Christ. That is your validation. That is your loud validation. That is your 5-star. When you go around the streets, you are not a man that you don't boast in riches. You don't boast in possessions. You don't boast in what you have or what you don't have. You don't boast in what you have, and you don't lament on what you don't have. You keep it very neutral. You keep it very low tone. Low tone. Very low. Low tone.
See Revelation 3:16. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write, this thing saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Awesome. That's a lot. I know thy works, that thou art neither what cold nor hot. I wonder that thou art cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Let's read from 17. Want to go, yes, sir? Because thou seest I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. 18. I counsel thee to buy of me what? Gold, tread in thee, that thou mightest be what? So that will be God's word. Come for God's word. And white raiment, that thou mightest be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mightest see. That's figurative talking about God's word, God's will. Verse 19, and as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Verse 20, want to go? Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him and he with me. So verse 20, is he talking about salvation? Is verse 20 talking about salvation? Is he writing to unbelievers or to believers? To believers now. So that means this verse 20 is applying to when you are. So this 20 is talking to those who have misplaced priority. See 17. You say, I am rich. I increase with good. We are a wedding church. We are the best growing church. We are the best, richest. But you don't know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked. Read the Amplified version of that one. You'll be sorry for them. So that means there is also a call for repentance for those in priority error. 20 is a call for repentance. Repent. Change your thinking from that. Change your thinking. James 2. This is why I have taught you not to value people based on possession, wealth, and status. No. Physical wealth never translates to riches before God. Physical wealth never translates to riches before God. No. So ministers, in this place, work on your value system. Work on it. Ensure there is no subtle disdain for people based on what they have or what they do or what they drive. Ensure that. And work on your value system. You have seen that clearly in me. Work on your value system. Value people based on obedience to God's word. Value people based on their submission to God's will. Not class, not beauty, not fame, not wealth. James 2. Well done. James 2, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with what? The Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Are you there? Come on, open it. Open James 2, verse 1. Have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. If there come unto your assembly a man with gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in bare raiment, and you have respect to him that wear the gay clothing, and say unto him, sir, sit here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand out there, or sit here under my footstool. Are you not partial yourself, and have become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brother, hath not God chosen the words? The poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to them that love him. But you have despised the poor. Do not even the rich oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat. Do not they blaspheme that worldly name by which you are called. And that's truth. Some people, riches is why they will not know God. And me, I usually slam them, bash them. I don't even wait for a response. You are stupid. I told them one day, how can you be preaching that? How can you be preaching like that? I said, you are stupid. Because I believe that you are all weak. Because you have money, you think you have it, you have mouth, you are very stupid. That's what I told them. Sorry, don't mind me. Because you just think that money does give you a voice. You think money gives you a voice everywhere. When you are before the doctor in the operation, does money give you a voice? Huh? Yeah, when they open all your navel, I'm rich. Will you say I'm rich? You can just pinch one smut in your intestine and you die. No, don't allow money to. It's stupidity.
for you, you think money does give you a voice anywhere? The academic might be preaching at that. Shut up. When did you read the Bible? Money just, some people, you know, because you don't have money, once you come out in the streets, yes, sir, yes, sir. You get to the gate, yes, sir, yes, sir. You get, you don't think when you come to church too, you say, yes, sir. What did Peter say to that guy? Let your money what? Perish with you. Is that a new creation what? Reality. Let's leave that. I'm just saying, don't, and also guys, don't allow people to shut you down because of money. One terrible lady, Bash or Queska, where I go. Judge Church said, I'm trying to form. We are. People are very ridiculous. Because you see money. When they can finish tomorrow, your bank can wreck. When you can hack your bank and you will run down that day. What will everything become? Money will not move me, pain will not blind me, applause will not sway me, critics will not bear me, I keep my mind safe. Money must have got villa, keep my mind safe. Money will not move me, pain will not blind me, applause will not sway me, critics will not bear me, I keep my mind safe. See verse 8. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. You do well. But if you have respect to person, you commit sin and you are convinced of the law as transgressors. Amen, amen. So when your eyes is always on money, it will affect every other thing. Okay? It will affect every other thing. It will affect every other thing. At times, our parents, they don't even help matters at all. When they call you, do two questions. Have you found a man? And are you doing a better job right now? They don't care where you find a man. They don't care whether you go to a club to find a man. They don't care if the job is about to take your life. No. They don't care the time you close after work. You're working, I say you'll be closing by 9 p.m. in the night. At what cost? At what cost? Like I said, sometimes they go on all that sort of bit. I said, these motivational speakers, they only tell you the stories of the people that succeeded. After they have, go for your dream. Pursue it. Do it. Yeah, winners never quit. Winners never quit. Practice, give us rest now. Come on. Not your desire. No, let us not do that to acquire it. Come on. Eric, so give us one. A slogan. To come on. Motivate me to succeed. Come on. So let's put the keyboard. Yeah? Aspire to perspire. Acquire your admire. Empire. To acquire your empire. Now you say you don't backfire with an umpire in despair. They will say, Bishop Oyedepo sleeps only 6 hours every day. Or Bill Gates sleeps 4 hours every day. Mark Zuckerberg sleeps 1 hour. They will not tell you that the gate has a cruise ship that is being supplied by hydrogen cells. You may not understand that if you just rest there, like in 5 minutes, the sleep that you are looking for for 12 hours. In 30 minutes, it's already in hyper sleep. You know, if you sleep on some bed, water bed. Holy Ghost. They will not tell you about their maintaining things. No, go for it. You sleep too much. Go for it. You must pass. Winners don't quit. Then I thought that is in the book of Proverbs actually. I thought it was in Proverbs. Winners don't quit and quitters don't win. The success of a man is in his daily routine. They will give you everything like that. They will not tell you of those who pursue their dream. They died. Or they ran mad. Or they kidnapped them. Guys, let's keep life simple. Let not money call everything. Family teaches us a lot. Family. If you suddenly hear that, let's assume I'm not even a pastor. But you're a husband, you have a wife. And you have kids. Personally, I'm not in support of any husband that abandons his family to another country for a greener pasture. I see it as his irresponsibility. If you can convince me later, I will change my mind. Yeah, you cannot carry them there. Married her, left her, left babies with her. Say, I will be sending money. In fact, some people are so bad, they will rush down and marry, go back. Come on, impregnator, go back. Why? All for what? For money. So even family teaches us that such a man is irresponsible, no matter how much he's sending him. It's irresponsible. Because somebody, your family, they deserve your presence. You now rush home after 6 months. You now be struggling to know the boy. Say, if the boy does not know me, he's not playing with me. How will he play? He's playing with the outside. No. He will play with you online. Met one day. Say, I've been here for 8 months. I've not gone home. I'm supposed to go right now. It's one terrible shipping, all these people that work on ship. Very terrible jobs. I've been here for 8 months. That's in my family. She has given birth. You know, I won't go. You know, Bible says, rejoice with them and weep with them that weep. So, I can't really hack him there since he has not, I'm not sure if he's born again. And I said, Who sent you? Is it proud that says that little with the blessings of God? I mean, say it's good. How did they put it? Say little. But with God's blessing, is good. It's okay. You must have values. Write that down. I must have values. I must have things that I cannot postpone because of money. I must have things that I must not sideline because of money. Work on your value system. Let it be God's will at the peak. You know what I'm talking about. Look at your friends. Some of you, depend on sent you yourself. Depend right now, it's not in ministry. Some of you, depend on sent you here. It's not in ministry again. Why? A better job called somewhere. Up he has gone. Struggling. Work on your value system. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Work on it. These things don't define us. These things won't reign eternally. And lastly today, let me say this now. Don't compare yourself with others doing better in earthly things where you are. Don't compare yourself. Don't be in competition with others doing better. Don't compare yourself. My father, this guy is working in this international school. Why can't I do the same? Don't compare yourself. Or don't think, oh God, I didn't know how to say this, yeah? Just don't struggle to measure, don't struggle. Like, just be free. The key thing, you can be motivated, but don't struggle. And don't be... I don't know if I have the words. Just. I remember somebody say, but pastor is not always around. I said, go and try it. Go and try it. You have to know the things we have soaked. You have to know how we got to where we are. You have to know it. I always give you a reference. See that man there, Sheyi? Go and ask him. You have to know. One of my big boss, one day, I was talking one day, said,
How you say a church? Yourself. Is that what the job? Did I introduce myself as a pastor? Yeah? Warn yourself. Let's do our job. Amen. Praise God. Don't compare yourself. Don't stop saying, this one is doing this. Why can't I do this? First, excel in the things of God. Excel there. Focus on that. Maybe next part I will have better way of putting all these last parts later. But just ensure you are not in undue competition. Where we compete here is the things of the Spirit. Amen. What we motivate others to do here is the things of the Spirit. Is the ministry. Is the exams. So, why you must not compare yourself is that imagine somebody trying to rival reading now in fashion because you think, can't I do it? You can, but can you take it calmly? Do you know where it has been coming from? Do you know what he was able to pass through? So until he can maintain a stable mind like this. You don't see fire inside, we enter. And that is what motivational speakers tell you. God's word says, keep it simple. God's word says, keep it simple. God's word does not say, go and risk it. No. Keep it simple. And trust God. So, the main thing is that it's all about opportunities. That's the issue. You don't, I've talked to you about that time and chance. Very well, right? That thing is not fair. Why somebody beside you is just doing better and you looks like you are despite all you have tried your best, you are not doing that. It's not at times you just have to hold on, don't fight it. Then you don't want to race to become what another person is, you will miss out of the common goal. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on, Abi. Your own understanding.
In all your ways acknowledge Him.
He shall direct.
And He shall direct.
Sing it.
He shall direct your path.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom,
boom, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Trust God, okay? Amen. Trust God. Exactly, guys. What is man? Man is the object of God's glory. Man is the object of God's love. So God is mindful of you. It's just normal for you to reciprocate His love in service to Him. So He tells us in the Word to be careful. To be careful with this pursuit. So all we are going to apply is self-control. Self-control. We do things within our means. We don't. Yes, the world is risky enough. You don't necessarily go for more risk. Go for more money. No. You do your best. Not to suspend ministry because of the things that you have to do. Don't forget, nobody is saying God's will is the only thing to do, but God's will is the only thing that you must not stop to do. Is that correct? That is the only thing that you must not refuse to do. You know, when I thought about, do you remember the day we heard look at marriage in the Bible? In that 1 Corinthians 7, that chapter was actually saying, if you are sure this marriage will distract you from God's way, what did they say you should do? Stay single. No, that means there is something in this that you must get. That means there is something in this for man. That means what we are talking about is key. For him to say, guy, as important as marriage is, as important, because you know it's true marriage that at least there's procreation and everything. As important as that is, say, guys, if this will distract you from God's way, don't go there. I will not be a pastor if I don't teach you all this. Money does not define you. Marital status does not define you. Wealth does not define you. Relationship must not define you. Without them, glory to God. But I have to quit God's will for them. Never. Hallelujah. Is that clear? You have them what? Glory to God. I keep serving. But can I seek to have them? Awesome. No problem. But can I quit God's will to have them? Not allowed. Let's be on our feet. Thank you. Lean not on your
understanding. In all your ways acknowledge you.
Just close your eyes. Just lift up your hands. Just sing. Yeah.
He shall direct
your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Daniel's took a valley ram
and lean not on your own understanding.
In all your ways acknowledge
him.
He shall direct.
And he shall direct.
And
he shall direct your path.
See, there's actually a way, okay? Well, until you stop contending with God, you will not see it. Some people think that the only way I can move forward is in life is when I suspend everything about God. It's because you are not thinking in God's way. You are not thinking that way. You are not. If you will be patient and see it, the way we appear, seriously, because He gave the, again, don't forget those good things of life. He gave it for our good. It's for us. It and he provided it that man may focus on his will. Amen. You are not too young to learn this. If you don't get this as our 20s, 30s, teens, it's difficult at 40s, almost impossible at 60s, 50s. See, my life will not be relevant. Say, my life will not be relevant. So, get that. So, at times, it looks like, you know, Satan can give you so much roadblock. You think that, Pastor, I've tried. The only way this can be possible is, can you just give me 6 months break? You will come back, but you don't come back the same. It's not your cause. It's ask every man of God, you know, good man of God. They will tell you, no. It means you are not fit. You don't come back the same. It's just, you just come back. You already have one. Come back, or you don't come. And it's not worth the risk, okay? Praise God. Say, I find joy here. Say, I find joy in the ministry. Say, I find joy in service. Now, at times, when you look at your disciples, maybe you have to go far. There was a time I was in the banner. I keep going to Ondo. Who was... Okay, I've gone to grab before. After service, drive down. Come back. You also teach them to make them better. At times you look like you are doing so much, you are not getting anything in return. No. Firstly, in doing so much, you are working on yourself. You are working on your consistency. And thank God that we are getting this at this our age. The future is bright, okay? For God's glory. Is that clear, guys? Hallelujah. Say, it's not over. Say, we are just starting. So even in athletics, if somebody calls you a short rat right now, say just tell him that. Say don't you read? At least you should be reading history. I've not seen this. How people's story change overnight. So such people, just tell him you are. No, that we don't pray against any agent of darkness. But those are the people you reserve the prayer for. Say, God, say, see, come, I will pray against you this night. You are an agent of darkness. So I am going to church too much. Say, I'm going to church too much. You belong to Satan. So this is how I ought to treat somebody like you. You belong to Satan. It's Satan that will make somebody not to want to serve God. What you ought to be doing, you are not doing. Somebody see you on your imagine saying, fine girl like you. So this is what you are doing with your life. Tell him that. Hallelujah. Exactly, guys. Yeah. Praise God. And we find joy in this. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just let me just pray for you. Just lift up your hands. Let your heart be kept sincere in God's will. Let your heart be kept sincere in God's will. Let your heart be kept sincere. I pray that you stay true in your decision making, in your different decision makings. Your heart is sincere. You allow God in your thinking. You allow God in your interaction. The mountains crumbles before you. As you see the will of God, the mountains, they crumble before you. They crumble. Your health responds to the power of God. Your finances respond to the power of God. Opportunities are made available to you. You are blessed in everything you do. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. So that's it. Ask Branchy. There's no name they didn't call me before. There's no name. Ask him. There's no name they didn't call me. There's no name they didn't call me. That's till today, it does not matter. But there's a priority in life. There's a purpose for our existence. And guess what? We have found it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sing that song again. Trust in the Lord with all
your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him.
Give up.
He shall direct.
And He shall direct.
Hallelujah. All right, that's it. Just keep that in your mind all through.